Think of the most generous-hearted, gracious, strong, forgiving, compassionate person that you know or you've ever met. And as you remember them, feel their way of responding to change, to difficulty, to loss, and how it's really possible for us to respond in a wise and brave-hearted way, in a compassionate way, no matter what happens. Let me tell you a simple story. Roberto Di Vincenzo is a famous athlete, a golfer in Argentina, kind of the equivalent of Jack Nicklaus or Arnold Palmer in Latin America. And early on in his career, he won a tournament, and after getting the check and smiling for the cameras and going out of the clubhouse to the parking lot, he found himself near his car approached by a young woman who congratulated him on his victory and then told him that her child was seriously ill and near death, this whole long story. And he was so touched by what she told him that he took out a pen and endorsed his day's winning to her. And handing her the check, he said, "Make some good days for the baby," pressed it in her hands. Well, the next week, he was having lunch at a different club, and one of the officials came up and said, "Some of the guys in the parking lot told me about this young woman who came up to you after the tournament last year." Di Vincenzo, who's known throughout Argentina as a man of graciousness and great-hearted, kind person, he nodded, concerned. "Well," said the official, "I have news for you. She's a phony. There is no child. She has no partner, no children. She fleeced you, my friend." "You mean there's no baby who's dying?" asked Di Vincenzo. "That's right," said the official. "Well, that's the best news I've heard all week," was his response. Can you hear the ease of heart, the joy that comes in just letting go? Because to carry resentment and regret and anger, said my teacher Ajahn Chah, is to volunteer for suffering. We don't have to do it.